This is Ed McMahon. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
Hey, Topher Grace, how are you?
Sorry if I'm a few minutes late.
You're a few minutes late.
The last people were radio hosts.
You're in big trouble, Topher Grace.
Oh, no.
Big trouble.
Please, no, Mark.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, I'm a huge fan of the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
And in fact, we've interviewed pretty much everybody on the show but you.
Oh, okay, good. Well, then I'm excited.
The only one I'm missing is Tanya Roberts. I haven't interviewed her yet.
She's great.
I always loved her growing up, you know, Charlie's Angels and all that stuff. But I wouldn't want to make her feel old. She still
No, believe me. I don't think anything could do that. She's awesome.
We're talking with Topher Grace. He plays Eric Foreman on That 70s Show, which, by the way, is moving. Get your bags and pack them up. It's Monday nights from now on. And through February, they'll be on twice a night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, two episodes. The first one new, the second one a recycled version. And you want to check this out. You're going to have quite a month. You, as Eric, will be having quite a month in February.
Right, not this first Monday, but the next Monday, we Don and Eric kind of
do it.
Consummate their
yes.
Okay, or do it.
You guys do it.
However you want to phrase it.
Yes, and that will change things a little bit. But I understand though that after you do it, that the word's going to get around that you weren't very good.
Yeah, well, we do it at the end of this one episode. I think it's on the 14th, and then the next episode starts, 2 minutes later, or you know, a minute and a half later, where we're putting on our clothes, and the word gets out that I mean they were both virgins, so
mm-hmm.
And Eric is no Casanova, so
it's gonna be very funny.
It was a really seminal episode for us to kind of to have the Eric and Donna have sex episode, but it's actually. Even funnier afterwards.
Now, how do you get along with Laura in real life?
Oh, Laura's great. She's, she is just the coolest girl in the world, maybe.
Really?
I mean, we have to do a lot of embarrassing stuff together. That's not embarrassing, but tough to do in front of, 11 million people.
Mm-hmm.
And she is so cool and such a good kind of buddy to do all these embarrassing things with.
Did you guys have to actually do any nudity in this?
No, not at all. But
no.
it's for a sitcom. It's a lot, but not for for a normal Fox show.
Now, do you guys have any kind of relationship off the show?
Yeah, well, we're really good friends.
Yeah.
And,
I understand all of you guys are friends, pretty much.
Very much so, but especially me and Laura, because we spend the majority of our time together here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so and she's just so cool. She made it so. Kind of easy and fun to do.
I think that Wilmer and Danny and Ashton, everybody pretty much have told me, and Lisa Kelly, that you guys are pretty tight off the set as well.
Yeah, I don't, I hesitate to always be like, well, we're all really friends in real life, because it sounds like we're not, but we really are,
Yeah.
I mean, we all, we kind of, I was 19 when we started doing this, 18, I think. I can't even remember. But, we're all kind of growing up together. It's different. It's not like six adults who kind of came together.
Now, you actually are really new to the industry. You're not some guy who brought, child credits and stuff with you. You pretty much started with a clean slate, didn't you?
No, I had Bonnie and Terry Turner, who executive produced and created the show, and they did Third Rock and Wayne's World and Tommy Boy. I went to school with their daughter, so they saw a play that I was in, a school play on Parents' Weekend at this boarding school I was at, and they called me a year later at USC. I was going to college out here, And they said, would you like to come audition for this show? And that was it.
Wow.
So it was like my first audition, and I was so nervous, and, you know. And now we're going into our third season. It's like bizarre.
Now, are you still going to UC or USC? Or?
No, you know, I took the first year off. I took the first semester off because we'd been ordered for 13 episodes. I just figured that would be it. And now, you know, we just got ordered for two more seasons, so I don't know what to do.
Now, I guess during the summer, that would be time off, but actually, I assume that someone like yourself must have some offers for movies and things in the off season.
Yeah, you know, I didn't work last year. I went to college a little bit during the summer last year, but I think I may do something this year. I don't know. I want to do something.
I would assume that you'll get some offers. It's interesting. Rolling Stone said that you're kind of a younger, taller Dustin Hoffman.
Well, yeah, I don't know. If anyone's listening who's a Hollywood producer, if you're looking for an imitation Dustin Hoffman.
An imitation. Didn't you actually train with the Groundlings?
Yeah, I was. That's misleading. I was. You understand? I had no resume.
Yeah, they had to make one up. I understand.
No, that's not it. But I went to. I was in Groundlings training, which is there are four classes, and then you become a Groundling. So I was not a Groundling like.
You were pre-Groundling.
Yeah, you know, Phil Hartman and most of the great people are on Saturday Night Live right now. Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan, they all came out of the Groundlings.
Yeah.
And I had and. It's very, very hard to become a Groundling, and I was not a Groundling, but which is kind of an improv theater group out here in L.A.
It is kind of funny looking at, this is the bio of Topher Grace, who's our guest today at PNP Network from That 70s Show, and it says that you were discovered while performing in New Hampshire's prep school production of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
Yeah.
It says that you were studied at the renowned Groundlings Improvisation School and the Neighborhood Playhouse. His additional theater credits include a role in Our Town.
Oh, man, that's so misleading. We had such a terrible theater program at this boarding school. The director of the shows was like the admissions director who had promised people that there was going to be a theater program.
Uh-huh.
So he kind of just did it.
Uh-huh.
And we did all the shows that, like Our Town and Godspell, any show that didn't need scenery. That's like how little a budget we had.
Hmm.
I mean, that's why we did shows like that. So, you know, so it's funny. So all these publicists from Fox sent out these
well, they gotta make up something, you know.
Well, yeah, but I truly had been in, you know, three or four high school plays, and then this. I didn't even act in college, so the high school plays were not that good, so I don't know what these people saw.
And I have to respond to the emails that people have been sending. So the question everybody wants me to ask you, of course, it's I think pretty basic. Where did the first name come from?
Oh, it's the second half of Christopher.
Ah.
I just didn't want to be called Chris, so.
Well, Topher is kind of cool.
Well, thank you. No, yeah, that's the other reason, is because people would think it's kind of cool.
It's either that or it's going to be, like, mixed up with tofu. And
right, you know, I've had that before.
Yeah.
I get a gopher and...
gopher, yeah, I like
Danny
that.
Calls me, you know, Danny Master, calls me stovetop stuffing.
Danny's a really cool guy. He was on here.
Cool guy.
He was supposed to talk for 10 minutes. I think we talked for, like, an hour, and he was pretty cool.
The greatest.
Yeah. You know, one of my favorites on the show, not her character particularly, but her looks, is Jackie. The girl who plays Jackie. Was it Mila? Is that her name?
Mila.
Mila, yeah. She's actually from Russia, huh?
She, her family came over here from Russia when she was really young.
Yeah.
I think, you know, six or five. And she's a really great episode. This week, you know, we shoot about three episodes ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a great episode this week. You know, other stuff happens in February, too, you know. Just as a coincidence, it also happens to be Sweeps, but
of course,
you know, she kind of, you know, the relationship, her boyfriend Kelso,
mm-hmm.
Which you have played by Ashton, is, you know, dating both
right.
her
he's dating
and
your
my sister.
Sister, exactly, yeah.
And that kind of comes to a head too.
I love when he broke up with your sister.
Well,
he
can't.
You know. Yeah, and
she tried to break up with her. And
yeah, and she said, I don't think so.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So, you know, so she kind of, believe me, she plays a huge role in Jackie kind of finding out about it. So there's...
Oh, Jackie is going to find out about it, huh? Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, it's been neat to do a few episodes where kind of the whole format of the show changes.
And I'm also thrilled to see that my friend Wilmer Fez on the show is going to get a girlfriend.
Yeah, it's awesome. And Wilmer couldn't be more happy about it, too.
I'm sure. Now, you know, I have this feeling. I don't know why. something in my head tells me that he's going to get together with Jackie, his character.
Yeah, he really likes Jackie.
Yes.
And Jackie tries not to like him, but kind of does. And it's an interesting chemistry because she's way too snobby for him, but they would make a great... We haven't shot that episode, but I hope we do because it would be a neat...
I think it's going to happen. I'll tell you why. I think Fez is going to get a girlfriend. She's going to get jealous and realize that there's something there that maybe she's missing out on. Plus, of course, you know, her boyfriend screwed her, so I think that could happen.
That's actually a very good guess because it is his girlfriend that kind of triggers some of that.
Mm. So, yeah. And also, they have the episode where you got caught from, suspended from school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That for holding a cigarette. One of the great things about this show is it really does kind of reflect the 70s, and especially when you guys are all smoking and they're in a little fog, and the brownie episode. There was some really, really funny stuff. I remember when I first saw this show, I thought it was just incredible. I loved it, and I said that to my audience it was going to be a huge hit. So far, I've predicted 3 hits on this network. I predicted Ally McBeal, this show, and now Malcolm in the Middle.
Right,
I think all of them, all of them are going to be big, big shows.
Well, we're really excited to be on Mondays. You know, we're going to be at 8 o'clock on Mondays. And
mm-hmm.
That's how we were over the summer, and we really like being next to Ally McBeal because we're both kind of comedies that are based in reality but don't spend all their time in reality.
Mm.
And we hope, you know, this new show that's supposed to be really great, Titus, I think is going to premiere later in the season. Between us, you know, kind of sandwiched between us. But our big hope is that, you know, Malcolm would come join us because that would be just such a great night of...
That would be an awesome lineup for Fox, huh?
Yeah, but we're just excited to be off. We've been moved around so much, but we don't mind this move because we really wanted to be on Mondays at 8.
Well, if it wasn't Mondays, Sunday nights is the night for you guys. But I think
it's funny because when we were on Sundays, we were really... we were between The Simpsons and The X-Files, which are such standout hits. And I felt like... We were, you know, like we really weren't appreciated until we were moved to Tuesday, which is such a tough night.
Mm-hmm.
And we did really well, kind of as an island, you know, by ourselves.
Right.
Because you know you can't beat The Simpsons and The X Files. The best you can ever do is kind of tie them.
Right.
So it was really good to be able to kind of prove ourselves alone, and now to be moved into a really good time slot, you know, is a real compliment from Fox.
I think so. I think it's going to do real well in that time slot. The only thing that I'm bummed out about Fox is that I'm bumming because I missed my Melrose Place, and 90210 and Party of Five are going to be out the window as well. So
yeah,
it's kind of sad for me.
Be a lonely network.
Yeah, it's going to be very sad for me. But that 70s show is a great one, and there's there's possibilities for maybe a spinoff on that show.
Oh, definitely. Come out, play Crazy Uncle Mark.
There you go. Yeah, Crazy Uncle Mark. I like that. Unbelievable. We're talking with Topher Grace, and you can watch him every single Monday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock on 2 episodes of That 70s Show. The first one's new. Second one is reissued or it's previously viewed. And you'll enjoy both of them. And I want to thank you so much for coming on the show,
Great,
Topher.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
Take care.
Thanks a lot. Cool, I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Topher Grace from That 70s Show right here on PMP.